Blog Talk Radio.
Mick Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Hey, welcome, Grudge Inc. Saturday Night Live. What's happening in the world? Got Grudge Inc. race going on in Milan, Michigan tonight. A lot of racing, a lot of upsets. We'll be getting our live reports coming in. We got Shake and Bake up there. Tyson up there. My boy Corey's up there. So we'll be getting involved in a lot of that stuff. Also, if you go on YouTube and you see Mr. BET Live, go to that. We're going to discuss what happened to Daddy Dave when he decided to go down to Holly Springs, punked like the bitch that he is. Got ran out. Too scared to race. Another quick shout out I want to give. Also, everybody listening, I'd like you to go on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go to this site. It's called Drug... I'm stuttering now. It's Drag Racing / Streetcar Discussion Group. We've got a lot of stuff going on there. A lot of people, 6,000 members strong in 3.5 months. That's just unbelievable, man. And got to meet a lot of people on there, a lot of nice people on there. Car parts for sale, cars for sale, and just some genuine racing, man. So if you can't go check out that site, hit the like. My boy Chris is in charge of the site. He'd love to have you guys in there, man. It's a cool site. I like going in there and hanging pictures. And it's a good group, man. I like being in that group. 6,000 strong. So let's see if we can get that up to 10,000. I think we can. 6,000 people in 3.5 months? Yeah, by the end of the year, 10,000 should be no problem. No problem at all. So we got our race reports in. As soon as they call in, we'll get right to them. I want to get on this topic now about Daddy Dave down to Holly Springs. BET recorded the action, and Mr. BET Live on YouTube, you got to check it out. I'm getting all crazy again, man. These guys get me so worked up. These guys really are a bunch of bitches. Mark from 901 Bad Boys was trying his hardest to get these guys to come race, and they just wouldn't. They're on the track. They took a pass on the track. 901 boys jumped on them right away. Want to get a race going. And they said, let's take it to the street. That's how they back out. They could have handled their business right there on the track. And they wanted to go to a street. Me personally, I would have called their bluff and said, okay, let's go to the street. But then their excuse would have been, well, this street's not, my truck's not working here. Or my truck's not working on here. And they back out. I'm just more wondering, do these guys really race off camera? Or do they have to be on camera to do this? That's the question. Now, Daddy Dave got punked in Chicago. You would have got punked in Mississippi. But they're wolfing this shit that they're going down to Florida. And they're going to fuck up Big Low and all those boys down in Florida. Florida, Georgia. And they're going to kick their ass. The only thing I can say is this. To the people who race them, don't sell out. Don't go on the show and get paid. Beat their asses, because that's why they won't go back to Chicago. I doubt they'll go back to Detroit, because they won't air your show if you beat them. So do me a favor. Everywhere they go, if people just start beating them, we get this pathetic show off the air. It's a joke. It really is. I have to say, though, I did watch it. I watched that 2-hour episode. And maybe it's me. I don't get it. I just think they're a bunch of bitches. And they're too scared to come on this show, because they'll get put on blast real quick. But it's all good. We'll catch up with them sooner or later. See what they got going on. And hopefully Shake will be calling in. Hopefully Sleepy, my boy Sleepy, will be calling in, man. Haven't heard from him. So we'll get him on the show. And see what's going on. He did the trifecta. He did a little Tony's race. He did Donye's race and Big Drag's race last weekend. So I didn't hear too many of the outcomes. I do have some race reports, though, from Milan. Brian Davis, Chucky, they got after the 901 boys, beat them last night. And they beat them tonight. So we got that in. And I guess Melvin, our boy Melvin out of Detroit, got beat tonight. I didn't get who he was racing. But they'll be coming in, all the reports. And I'm hoping Georgia calls in, man, because there's a Cadillac down there here that's got oil pressure, and that thing sounds wicked. That thing sounds real wicked. So I know they're going to be stirring up trouble Let's see. I think this might be him. No. Let me go get this phone line real quick. 706-42. What's happening,
man,
bro?
I was just calling in, brother, to let you know I don't even watch TV, period, man. I know that damn Street Outlaw shit was too real to be true, man. That's too much horsepower for the street, and they hooking like that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if they hooking like that, they shouldn't even back that on 910 Bad Boys. They's number one on the list. So why wouldn't they want to run 901 Bad Boys? 901 Bad Boys shouldn't even be a match for them. All that old TV shit, that non-fiction-ass bullshit, man, they be showing you. Them cars and trucks ain't running as fast as they look like on TV, man.
Man, I'll tell you right now, you hit the nail smack dab on the head. Because we're all smarter than that. They show that fake-ass mile-per-hour gun at 120 in the 8th. Really? That's all that car's got? I'll race them. They were on a track.
On a blacktop track, they should hook way harder than on the street. Street
Thank
ain't nothing
sir.
But asphalt.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you
didn't
something.
Didn't
want to
do it.
And then, I was listening to a lot of stuff you just said, man. I bet you them streets been pre-prepped before that show even come on. Ain't no way in the hell you can just take off on asphalt and ain't no rubber been laid down on it.
Well, I can't tell you about every place. I can tell you what they did out here in California. You know, they were out here a week before the race. They already knew the street we were going to. That's amazing. All the rubber laid down on that street before we got there.
I want to ask you another person a question. This is what I've been hearing. I hear all the engines, all the nitrous, all the turbos that they have has been loaned to them. Only thing they own is the chassis and the body. They don't own none of the shit that make it go fast.
You know what? I don't know that for sure, but it sure does make sense because those guys don't tune their motors. So that makes perfectly good sense.
And all the turbo stuff got Proline on it. So Proline is probably loaning them motors and turbos just to put on a TV show.
Yeah, because last year they were all nitrous. This year they're all turboed. And then they cry and say they don't have money to travel. Really?
Exactly. So you telling me they going around all these states beating these guys and the shit ain't even real? So you telling me the guys that they beating making more money than they making?
Exactly. I'll pay you to lose.
Exactly.
So that's I could be undefeated like that too.
Who won't? For some money, hard times is these days.
And that's the problem. Because these guys that are racing, here you are, you can make $5,000, and you don't even have to run your car hard. And
exactly.
That producer, she tells you, hey, you're going to get gapped.
And I agree with you. I think everybody should start boycotting the show. I don't think nobody needs to see Street Outlaws again. They famous. They got money. They got a lot of money. 901 Bad Boy, these just grudge racers that's barely making it in the race game. They want to race some high dollar people. Come on, man. They supposed to jump right on that shit. 901 Bad Boy shouldn't even be a threat to them. So now the whole world, now Daddy Day, number one qualifier, he's showing everybody that some local guys are a threat to him, some real grudge racers. These are real grudge racers. They actually going to put him on blast, and he don't even know it.
I told Murder Nova, Sean, because him and I were going at it on Facebook, I told him this. You get your top 10 list, and I'll get a top 10 list of grudge cars, and we'll do battle. You know what he said?
What he told
you? We have to do it on the street.
Why on the street? That's dangerous.
I told him this. We'll do it on the street with no cameras. He said, sent me a message back. Why do you want to do it without the cameras?
See, that's how they make their money.
I said, we don't need the cameras to kick your ass. We're not signing no papers. Hey, I told them, I'm giving you the street. Now what you crying about? Because we're not going to sign a contract saying we're going to lose? We don't get to pick the cars? I'm bringing 10 cars set up just like you and your monkeys. Now what do you want to do?
Wow.
I keep telling them to come on a show. You know what they tell me?
What they tell you?
Who are you? I said, really? That's your answer? I'm somebody who wants to race you.
Wow.
So that's what we get.
Well, Street Outlaws been put on blast tonight.
Yeah, and they won't come on the show. They know if they come on this show, they'll get plucked apart.
Yeah.
I wish I knew somebody who had their number. I have Asian's number.
Yeah, Asian. They ain't worth a shit.
Hong Kong Fu, you don't want to call me back.
Yeah, them Asians, they ain't worth a shit. He probably somewhere with a bunch of girls somewhere spending money.
Man.
Yeah.
But I do like the hustle of the farm truck. I really do, man.
Hey, man, you know what, though, man? A bunch of us really, everybody on the talk shows, I think if we start doing what me and you doing tonight, they won't have a choice. They'll have to surface.
Hey, you know what? They hide behind the TV channel. That was a Discovery. And they pull this shit. Oh, well, they don't want us to go on the street. They don't want us to do this or do that.
Well, I want to tell you something myself. Me myself, I don't like the street. Let's take it to the Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, see, here's what they'll tell you. They're saying we are claiming to be the fastest street raced cars. So that's what their catch is. They want to be the fastest street race cars. Okay, well, quit buying people off, and we'll see how fast you are. Tough enough
That's
in
right.
Chicago, tore his ass up, gapped that truck by 2+.
Wow.
And then when they had one race where down in New Orleans, down with Boom and everybody, and they go to race, the flashlight comes on, the dude from Louisiana takes off, then Sean takes off, and Sean said they had to rerun the race because he wasn't up to boost. Is that my problem?
What? You're supposed
the
to
light
be a professional.
Came on, I went.
So you're supposed to be a professional. You do this all the time on TV. Why you ain't build no boost?
So they had to rerun that race, and Sean won. How's that for
wow.
bullshit?
Wow.
Well, oh, here we go.
Exposed.
My boy Chris in Florida, he just told me they've been calling them out, and they won't come. They don't answer the bell. You know, these guys, they're great for the fans. They have a show that's entertaining for the people who don't race or don't have fast cars that wish they did.
Right.
Like it's just like the World Wrestling Federation.
That's right.
The only problem is these guys won't race cars like them. They'll tell you where they're going to show up. You'll have 20 cars there, and then they pick the 6 cars. And I don't want to say it this way, but they take the 6 cars that aren't the fastest 6 there. Because I don't want to say
wow.
slow.
Wow.
I don't want to say anybody's car slow.
Right.
But they take the 6 cars that are not the fastest there.
Them could be the 6 cars that they done paid off.
Mm-hmm. Or just they know they're going to win. I mean, these guys are blowing tires off and then still running you down in the eighth mile.
That's unreal.
Horsepower, just they're not picking the fastest cars.
You're right.
And that's the part that's really shitty. And I want to
see what they've been exposed tonight. You done exposed them tonight. So
we've been trying to get them on the race. And Chris, Florida, if you're listening, if you can get somebody on the line to come on my show so I can talk to them, I'll be nice as much as I can. Get them to come on. I will sit here with my hands folded, praying that they come. I won't say nothing bad, and I'll really do a good interview. No, I won't. No, I won't. I'll talk shit like a motherfucker to these guys. I'm being honest, man. I will call them out on everything they are.
Wow.
I mean, they got fast cars.
You can put me back on mute, man. Let somebody else talk.
Okay, man. I got my boy Shake coming in right now.
All right.
Shake and bake. What's happening?
What's going on,
Sayo? What's going on up there?
Man, we're out here at Marlin Dragway having a ball, man. Nice weather. All these cars out here running for that $10,000 shoot-off. And, man, it's looking good.
Yeah, who we got in so far?
Well, they just started. I think we're in, like, the third round. One guy just hit the wall, so it's some cleanup time right now. But, man, my boy Rick, 9-1 boy, man, they lost two good ones so far. They were stuck. They're getting wiped that ass. They better come correct, man.
Wow. Well,
they can't go back down south with that ass wasn't like that, man.
What happened?
Well, like I told you, man, they say, hey, go to the north because it's duck season up. It's duck hunting up there.
I think we only hunting rabbits.
That's right. You guys are hunting rabbits right now.
You come up here, the duck got the gun.
You just come up at the wrong time of the season, man.
You ain't lying.
Is Chucky
man,
still in the shootout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm waiting for Tyson to call in, too.
Is he out here?
He said he was going.
I might have to drop a dime and call him. He might be out here. It's a bunch of people, man. I mean, we all over the place.
Well, Tyson likes to hang out the starting line.
Man, if I could tell you a picture of the starting line, it looked like a whole bunch of ants.
Well, they got going on tonight, huh? Hey, who did Melvin lose to?
I don't know who that guy was, man, but Melvin ain't doing too good. He got to get back to the drawing board and get some things straight. Clark Putton and Putin and can on. He's not a booty race.
Right. Is Chemo out there?
If he is, I haven't seen him. You know his car ain't ready.
I feel bad, man. I got to call him. I haven't called him since the accident. I called him after the accident and never heard back from him. But I just think, you know, he was just caught up with the car and everything.
Well, you know, Johnny Quick wrecked and was in the hospital. He's out here spectating. You know, it's hard to keep a good man down.
Right. Wow. Well, that accident that happened a little while ago, is the driver okay?
Yeah, he just kicked the wall. He went up He went up in the air on two wheels, man, and when he come down, he's a little too close to the wall and just skin it. But he ain't hurt. He's not hurt at all, thank God.
Yeah, man, you know what? You know how I feel about that shit, man.
That's yeah,
scary
we don't
stuff
want Luke, nobody will get nobody hurt.
Hey, come back with a report on 901 Bad Boys. What happened with that race?
I can't hear you.
What happened with 901 Bad Boys? You said they got drugged?
Brian Davis from Chucky, Bad Company, he whooped the 901 Bad Boys twice, once last night.
Which car?
I think it was, what's the black one?
Junior?
Junior, isn't it?
Junior. I'm not 100% sure.
So he ran the black car twice?
Yeah.
And he beat it both times?
Both times.
What about Candy Cane?
Candy Cane just did a shakedown by itself, and he was sitting in food. Something ain't right.
Oh. Wow. So right now they are 0-2.
Exactly.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I'm back on mute.
All right, babe.
Who was that? Will?
No. Hey,
I'm from Georgia.
Is I can't think right now. Who was it that used to drive for Wayne?
I can't hear you.
Who was it that used to drive for Wayne? Jimbo. Jimbo race anybody yet?
They talking on the mic. I can't hear it. Where is it?
Did Jimbo run yet?
Yeah, they back at the stands trying to get everybody to clear out. Man, there's so many people down at the beginning of the stages. I don't see when them cars come out from under the blankets.
Shake.
Yeah.
Did Jimbo run?
Who?
Jimbo.
When I was coming up from the concession stand, he had made a pass, and I think he won.
Oh, okay.
Jumbo looking pretty good.
Does Wayne have his car out there?
Oh, no, no, no.
Now, what are they doing right now? Are they doing the shootout or they doing grudge racing?
They're doing for the 10,000.
They're doing the shootout.
Right. Yeah. They're cleaning the track and trying to clear these people out of the starting lane.
Yeah, good luck.
Tony Bynum there?
Yeah, Tony Bynum here. He just made a shakedown pass a minute ago. He looked
what
good.
What car he was in?
The Mustang.
Really?
Jake, where are you at?
About midway to the bleachers.
Oh, man, are you on the starting line?
No. You can't see nothing from the starting line. I'm right around about the 60-foot in the bleachers.
Oh, okay.
Boy, if I can get me some reliable transportation, I'll be right there with you, brother. I know you're enjoying yourself.
Man, I'm loving this, too.
Well, how many guys left in the shootout?
Oh, there's quite a few of them. They just started. Oh, they're about to start back now because the car's coming down, so it's going to get noisy.
on the right there?
I can't hear nothing no more. Man, they got like 40-something cars entering in for that $10,000 shootout.
God damn, boy. Wow. They mean they got to get it, boy.
Who's in the lane?
Okay, give us a report. Give us a
who
report.
Is that?
I don't know who those two guys. It was a silver Malibu race, like a 2000 Mustang. Mustang got him.
Of course, he was racing the G-Body.
Huh?
I said, of course, he was racing the G-Body.
Don't tell Tyson that. The D-body was dancing up in the air. He couldn't keep his feet on the ground.
Well, I'm sitting at home drinking me a Heineken, listening to everything going on.
That's what I love about Saturday nights, baby.
Hey, I got a guy I want to talk to about some video streaming. That way we can get live coverage of it. That way you can sit at home and watch.
Oh, that would be
nice.
I do that.
Where y'all hear that? Ooh, that sound good.
Man, when they clean that converter out, that's like
right.
Anna hits.
Boy, I'm a million miles away and I can hear it.
Man, 40-some cars in there just to get that $10,000.
10 grand.
I don't know who these two guys are. Silver Mustang and about a 80 model and a new model Mustang Red. 96. Gray Mustang, just double bug. Red Mustang. Red Mustang caught him out the hole, and he won it.
Hey, J Boy, is that way around?
You can win most of them right at the 60-foot. Take a lot of balls to come back around you.
And it's
who's
ball
that?
There.
Who's that who just ran?
How many turbo cars in the shootout?
I don't know, but it's in the field. The last two races, there was a turbo car in there.
Them turbo car going to work out there at the 330, ain't it?
Yeah. These nitrous cars, getting them out the hole. As long as they can maintain, they can do it.
I heard them mention 901. Are they running right now?
No. They shut down again for some reason.
Said 901 bad boys, they got their asshole blowed out twice, huh?
Yeah. You can hear Willie Dawg on the mic, can't you?
They trying to redeem themselves. That dog talking on the mic.
Yeah, Willie Dawg.
Goddamn
dog.
Hey, that's the best damn announcer in the business, man.
I agree with you 100%, brother. And he's trying to put a race together.
He barking loud for them down south, bro.
I think if Willie Dog was president of the United States, I think every country would fear us.
Hey, yeah, Willie Dog was president, every state in the South would be like,
Willie Dog would be like, hey, Iraq, dare me to press this button. Come on, dare me to press this button. I will fuck you up.
Are y'all boys going to trick-or-treat down in Holly Springs?
I'm going to try, man. That's what? October, what date?
I don't know exactly. But I heard it's going to be nice.
That's what I heard, too. I'm going to try to make my way down there.
And then what I understand, everybody got to leave 28-10-5 and go to either 315s or 275.
No shit.
That's what they say? They say if you ain't got a 315 or a 275 on your car, you are not going down the track.
Damn.
So that's why they call it trick or treat.
So they changing the whole game for the Halloween holiday.
So you got to be on a 275 or a 315.
Wow.
Them boys love them drag radio.
I think that's what works best on that track.
For real?
I think so. I know when Whit runs there, he's on radios. He's not on six. They must do something we don't.
Hey, if we get a chance to talk again, I'm going to ask you about the suspension setup on it. Don't you have to change your suspension setup on it?
As far as what?
On the turbo versus nitrous?
Hey, shit.
No. I'm saying when you switch up tire, all right, let's just say you run 28-10-5. All right, then you want to go somewhere and put a 315 or a 275 on your car. Don't you have to change up the suspension on your car when you change the tire size on your car?
That is exactly correct. You should. Some don't, but you're supposed to.
So this is what you're saying.
The radios ride a whole lot different than
So this is what you're saying. When you go to Holly Springs for trick-or-treat, you need to have your chassis man with you.
Somebody need to know how to tune that suspension.
Because the car is usually running 28-10-5.
Yeah, you should.
That's why I'm just asking a question. Because I hear a lot of boys going out at a race, so, and most of the guys are going out at a race are sitting on 28-10-5.
And they should have a suspension change because, remember, the radio tire is a lot harder and not as soft-giving as a radio tire. You know, a radio tire is a lot stiffer than a slick head.
Right. I'm just asking questions. I'm just trying to get myself prepared for that.
Give me another sound. If you put too much air pressure in your top, that's going to change the way your car ride and leave. By putting a lot of air pressure in your tire, you making it close to a 315 and 275. Like a radio.
Okay.
So your suspension has to test for that.
Shake.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to open up some other mics right now. Put your phone on mute. But stay on the line. All right. Let me get some lines real quick. Chris, is that you, brother?
Yeah, man.
What's happening, man?
Some bullshit, different night, you know how it is.
Yep. Hey, real quick, everybody that was listening earlier, I made an announcement earlier about a site on Facebook, a group, Drug Drug Racing, Drag Racing Street Cards discussion group. This is the man right here. What's happening, Chris?
I'm doing all right, Teal. How you doing, man? Appreciate the plug.
6,000 members. Man.
Yeah, man. We've done it like 3.5 months. Every day it's 40, 50 new members every day.
That's great. I see everybody coming in. So, yeah, man. That's some good
stuff,
man.
It does real well. You know, there's not a lot of drama and all that kind of shit like you see on a lot of the other, you know, the other groups and things. Not a lot of bunch of crying and whining and that sort of thing. It's, you got a real good group of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man.
I mean, we've got...
I like talking to everybody out there.
Yeah, we've got some good people. We've got, you know, you and Jeff Cagle and you know, some of the old CTR boys and stuff are on there. I mean, I ain't seen none of the street outlaws. Well, Derek's on there, you know, but he don't really say a whole lot. The rest of them cats, you know, they just kind of back away from it. They don't want to get in there where all the real guys are.
Exactly. They'll never do something like that. Hey, Big Will, you there, babe?
Yeah, K.O. Just hollering at you, partner. How you feel?
Good, man. Doing good, man. What's going on with yourself?
Nothing much, man. Laying in tonight. Tried to make it to Mission. Couldn't make it, so I'm just trying to hear the results from through you.
Yeah, so far, Brian Davis took out 901 twice. Took him out twice.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that.
And they're still doing the shootouts down there.
Wow.
Hey, so I got to tell you what I did, Big Will.
I can't get it.
I bought something. It's kind of like what you have, but it's not that scale. I had to get one that I could fit in.
Yeah.
I bought me a rear engine.
No!
Well, you still there, Will?
I'm on mute a lot. I'm in a little noisy place.
Oh, okay. Oh, no worries. Hey, Chris, you still there?
Yeah, man, I'm here. It's just for some reason signal's busting up. I don't know if it's on my end or where it's at.
Oh, hey, did you see that video?
Which one?
On
about
YouTube?
Daddy Dave?
Yeah,
I seen it.
Oh, man, I was laughing my ass off that.
Well, I mean, all it does is just, you know, it just solidifies the fact that they won't run anybody that actually calls them out.
Man.
Yeah,
Will, did you see that, Will?
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
No, I
BET
didn't.
He put a video up. Daddy Dave went down to Holly Springs.
Really?
And 901 called him out, and they wouldn't do it on a track. They said do it on a street.
Well, now, there was some little cat on there that said he'd do it on the street, and he still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he did. He said, well, they agreed to do it. They said they got a car that would do it on the street and never went.
But, you know, I watched a video just, I don't know what day it was. It was one day last week where Dave only slapped down a 520. I know that truck's faster than that, but, I mean, he ran it pretty hard and only done a 520 or 521. You know, you got to ask yourself, is that what that truck puts down? Or, you know, is
it
so much a lot faster? Well, I don't know, man. Look at who he's been running.
Hey,
I mean, anybody.
Go ahead.
I saw him in Vegas last year. Before they came out to California.
Right. The TV make it look like it runs some 490s, 480s, 470s. The TV
make
it look like it. The TV make it look like it burning up the other car on the other side. The flame be so damn long.
That's right. Well, that's exactly right.
It is, because that other car's about a second slower.
If not more.
Yeah, and that's how they do it.
So, in reality, them motherfuckers don't run them with some 550s, probably, if they run it.
Well,
yeah,
I seen a video where it put down a 520 or a 521. I'll give them that. I don't see any reason why they can't do that. And I believe they could do a little bit more than that, you know.
This is what TV fucked up at. See, drag racing fans know about this shit. You just can't
put
them damn cars on TV and say they and make them look like they're running some 400. And we know a big top truck and that class don't run that fucking fast.
Well, we all know that.
I mean, we talking about 901 bad boys. Come on, these boys call you the fuck out, told you to get down, and you won't get down, but you making all this money on TV. You got all these sponsors. You're going to be able to run the fucking number.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, you know, Florida's called them out from the first season, the very first season we started pounding on them, and they ain't never answered.
I bet you one of y'all go call John Force out, you got your hand full. I bet you got your hand full. I mean, we talking some real shit.
I'll tell you what happened. We ain't on this phone talking no kid shit.
This is real shit.
That's right.
I'll tell you what happened in California. Before the night of
the
filming.
They run punks out there. You know that, T.O.
What's that?
I said they ended up running a bunch of punks out there. They didn't run your fastest guys.
No, they didn't.
But I know
what
that
happened
for a fact.
When Bodie, this was the night before when they had their little meet and greet.
Yeah.
They started jawing, and Bodie called out the truck. And Bodie's got a 63 Nova.
Yeah. Or
67 Nova. I forgot what it was.
No, it's 60. It's a 62 or 3, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. So he calls them out. We go to the street that we race at. There were probably about 500 people there. There were a ton of people here. Police showed up. LAPD showed up. And we explained to them who they were, where they were, the TV show, the whole nine yards. He said, you got 15 minutes to get it done because I'm going to be back in 15 minutes and blow everything out. So Bodie pulls out of the trailer. 13 minutes go by before they take the Sonoma off the trailer.
Well,
and then when
the
Sonoma comes off the trailer, the helicopters come around.
They work in the clock.
I think they need to take all that fake shit off the TV and leave the NHRA, let people on doing what they're doing.
It's just like the WWE, like T.O. and I talked last week about, you know, and like I think T.O.'s mentioned today. There are certain people out there, brother, that they really believe this is 100% real. I mean, they believe this is life.
I mean, man,
you know?
Let me tell you something, bro. Tonight, if it weren't for tonight, I would not have known it would have been true or not. I always thought Sacoma was the number one qualifier. I always thought the farm truck was the gatekeeper. Nobody going to never beat the gatekeeper because the farm truck was always running. Man, I'm glad I'm on this phone tonight. I'm never going to look at Street Outlaws again after tonight. After tonight, I will never. Monday come, I'm going to find something else to look at. I mean, come on, man. 901 bad boy. Come on, we talking about 901 bad boy. These boys work every day for a living. Everything they got, they work for it. They run as celebrities, and these celebrities don't want to run them. They got money. The celebrities supposed to have money. So they supposed to fuck it, put up, and let's run.
Well, that's just like they claimed they were going to run Big Low down here, and throw this big thing out, you know, they're going to be here August 16th, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're looking for other drivers and stuff from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, all that sort of shit. Man, we pounded their ears out, ain't heard nothing. Ain't even seen anything since the post.
I want to say this about Big Low in the game. I've been to some of the drag racing Valdosta down there in Florida. I know Big Low is trained to go. If they fuck with Big Low, they got their hands full. Yeah, Big Low been having some problems like they call Glad Money or two, but they trained to go, and they will go.
But that's part of the game, you know. That happens. That doesn't stop you from running. You know, these guys have ducked tail. They've done turn tail and run. There ain't been a word said nowhere, anywhere about it. I mean, you know, I've got 6,000 members on my group, and ain't nobody know nothing about it.
I mean, in my opinion, Big Low is what make Rudd Inc. Big Low is what make Rudd Inc. what it is today. Because he would
right.
go. He would
right.
engage.
Yeah, of course he'll go. Yeah, of course he'll go.
Hey, mute your mic, sir.
Hold on. Mustang looked nice with Willie Barnes, but he got his
bus beat
because he
ran
like.
I want to know when Tony Bynes get his asshole blowed out.
Tony Bynes got the Regal, and he just made a pass and won, but he had a problem down the road about the 3:30, and he coasted through the line and still won.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Shane, mute your mic right now, babe. Okay. You know, I gotta tell you, man. They could have done so much better with this show. They really could have put the racing out there a lot better. But to go out there and pound your chest and say you're the best when all your races are bought, that's chicken shit to me.
I agree with you.
Just line up and go. Because you know what? The only thing perfect in this world is an asshole. That's it. and if these guys want to be assholes, let them be assholes. But that's the only thing perfect in my world. So, what do you say? And who's the guy that's on the site? Who's Derek?
That's shit. What the hell does he call that thing? The silver unit or whatever? Has it that third gen Camaro?
Is he the heavy guy?
Oh, Derek, the fat dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Small block.
One of each. His diet's donut.
Yeah, his shit runs pretty good.
Yeah, it's consistent.
Yeah.
It's consistent. It's consistent.
Consistent
with a race.
You know, he's on the site, T.O., and he talks every now and then. I spoke to him just the other day. I guess they're putting another motor together for his car.
Turbo?
So I don't know what. No, I don't believe it's a turbo motor. I believe it's a nitrous motor. And that's great, you know. I mean, at least he'll you know, he's pretty stand-up. I will say that. You know, he's pretty stand-up. You know, those three guys at the top, you know, not so much Jerry Johnson. Jerry's a good cat. You know, I've spoke to him. But Justin and Sean and even so, you know, Dave, in my personal opinion, it's all bullshit.
It's some arrogant motherfuckers.
You
yeah.
know what I'll tell you?
Making
yeah.
money.
I'll be honest. I've seen the show probably 3 times. And the bottom half of that 10, I feel like I can hang out with those guys all day long.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
The upper
you want me to tell you why?
Why?
You want me to tell you why you couldn't hang with them?
Tell me.
Cause they can't race on the Christmas tree. They cannot race on the Christmas tree at all. They can't talk your language. They don't know what
well,
it means
like
the red
try.
Light. They don't know what it means the red light. They don't know what it means the red light.
You know, it's
yeah.
funny how they have their races out there with their flashlight. You know, out here in California, We got one rule in street racing. A chase is a race. If
that's
I leave and you come
here.
After me, that's a locked race, man.
Yep, that's how
you
it
know,
is over here.
When you can get on the Christmas tree and try to cut that 004 light to try to get out of there.
Yep. These guys, when they're not ready, they have do-overs, little bitches.
Yeah, what is that?
I'd been to be like, hey, you know what? You weren't ready. You want to do it again? That's fine. Pay me my money that I just won, and we'll go do it again.
That's right. For the same amount.
Those guys, street
yep.
racers. They wouldn't last 5 fucking minutes in California on the street.
Because it's a difference between a street racer. That's just like Mike Tyson and Holyfield. Mike Tyson was a fighter. Holyfield was a boxer.
Right.
So when you come to the track, you guys are racers. Those guys are street racers. So they're like they fight. They trying to win. But you guys know what it takes to win on that tree. You know, it's a whole same ball game.
Well, it comes down to a matter of class. You know, the track racer will outclass the street racer on that end.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, I got to tell you, Chris, when those guys were out here in Cali, there were so many cars that didn't get a call to go. You know, Jeff Cagle. They got a badass Camaro that would have ran
yeah,
probably
Cagle's
anybody
shit runs
there.
Good. I mean, T.O., you know that's my boy right there. You know, Cagle,
oh,
his shit
I love
runs
Jeff,
good.
Man. Jeff, listen, Jeff is a great guy, man.
Oh, yeah.
This guy will
oh,
do
yeah,
anything
he's top
for
notch.
You. If you need help, this guy's there, man.
Yeah,
and,
when...
And I know
when,
why they didn't have him out there. Because he would have had those...
Well, I know why they didn't have him,
on
too.
TV.
Cagle would have put him in their place.
Oh, hell
you know,
yes
if he couldn't
would.
Do it, if he couldn't have done it with the car, he'd have damn sure done it with his mouth.
That's what I said, man. He would have had those guys just wetting their pants on national TV.
Oh, I'm telling you, yeah. Jeff is top notch. I think Jeff and I, we met. It's been a while back. Well, he was still with CPR when we met, and I was talking shit to him with that little yellow leg of mine in his Z, and I told him, I put your Z on the trailer, and, I mean, him and I went back and forth to each other for, like, probably 3 hours off and on all day, and then, I don't know, man, we just started talking and instantly fucking clicked.
Yeah.
Jeff's been stand-up ever since, man. I think the world
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. He's a great guy to have in your corner. He's
oh,
the worst
yeah.
guy not to be in your corner.
Oh, him and I was just on the phone last night. He's shot out. I mean, he really is. He's shot out. Yeah, Jeff, I wish you'd call in. I sent him a message and told him, I said, bitch, you need to call in tonight, but you know how he is sometimes, man. He floats around,
Yeah, he comes in from time to time. You know, out here, like this is the time a lot of guys out here in Cali getting ready to go racing. So they're working on their cars and stuff. A lot
oh,
of
yeah.
them listen online. Chad, he's probably listening in somewhere.
Yeah, see, he should have been in the middle of that whole mix out there.
Hell yes, he should have been.
You know, I mean, he really should have been. And the reason he wasn't was because they knew better. You know, I don't know, man. It just, the whole hand-picked, bought-out race thing just... It just don't set real well with me, period.
Well, I'll tell you, with Chad, those guys up in Antelope Valley that set
mm-hmm.
up the street racing thing, they have a car called the Gray Mare.
Uh-huh.
They actually called into the show. And we were talking. I said, well, how come you didn't have Chad up there? They said, Chad don't race. I said, I asked him, how come you don't race Chad? Chad won't race us. In
what?
2 minutes, Chad called in. And
yeah,
I didn't even say, hold on a second. I just opened up his mic, and he heard the unmuted, and he ripped
hey.
Him. But he was, fuck you guys. I'll race you guys right now tonight. Bring that car down here. You got head up. They wouldn't do nothing.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Okay.
How is Jimbo doing tonight? I like Jimbo.
Jimbo won the first race.
What is he?
Jake,
what is he
off.
Racing now? What kind of vehicle he have
off.
Now?
But he'll be right back in.
I remember when he had the white Mustang up in Holly Springs, I think.
Uh huh.
They had the white Mustang. I don't forgot what it was called. I don't know what he running now.
Is that White Trash?
White Trash. That was the name of
that
it.
Was
yes,
his
sir.
Mustang. Yeah.
What he, yeah. What is he? What do he have now?
I believe he's in another Mustang. I just don't know whose
it is. Is he still with the black guy that he was with? Or I don't can't remember
Wayne?
His name. His wife said Wayne.
No,
yeah,
I think him and Wayne split. But when Shake comes in, he'll have all that info. That's a Detroit thing.
Oh, yeah, them boys there, they got some fast cars, man.
He still has white trash.
All right, with the yellow Camaro, the black guy with the yellow Camaro, is he still racing?
Little Tony?
What was his name? No, not Little Tony.
Second-gen Camaro?
It looked like the Knight Rider, Camaro. What was
oh,
his
you
name?
Know the Firebird. You're talking about Three Lug.
Yeah, Three Lug, yeah.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, he just brought his car back out. He's going to be shaking it down. He brought it out last week to a big drag race, and he had a little problem, but he's bringing it back out to today or tomorrow, or maybe both days.
Did big drag get his car back?
No, he got another car. He's got a couple other cars. He's got an old Ford that he's running now. Nice
he didn't
car.
Bring the Mopar up?
He hasn't got it out yet. He's still working on it, but he got the Ford out.
Okay.
I think you,
man. That's a real cool dude right there, man. I like Big Drag, man.
Oh heck yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Right. He a real humble guy. Man.
Yeah.
Very humble.
Hey, I'm gonna send you a picture on the Ford, Kale. It's a nice ride.
Okay. Let me get Shake in here real quick.
Man,
Shake, what's happening?
I can't wait to meet some of you up north boys.
Hey, Kale.
Yeah.
You see a 6-2 number, 58, 52, 52, 58?
Wait, say it again?
A 6-6-2 number, 58, 52, something like that, 6-6-2 number.
Let me see. 6-6-2. No.
Turbo trying to break up a little bit.
No, I don't have a 662 number on here.
Okay, that was the guy I met on my way from down south. He had broke down on the side of the freeway. He was heading to the Black Sunday in, at the Grove with his S10. And I told him to call in the show.
I've been lagging, man. Hold on one sec.
You guys heard anything about the new Gangsta Boo?
678. No, I haven't. 5261.
Tell you what the hell going on, man.
What's happening, man? I thought this was you. What's happening?
Yeah, man. What? Hey, man. What in the hell are you fucking guys on here talking about, man? Y'all these goddamn names. I don't know these fucking people.
Who in the hell is you, nigga? We from the country, nigga. We from
y'all
the motherfucking Georgia, nigga. We country, nigga.
Y'all talking about all these fucking Three Lugs and white trashes and goddamn
okay,
and all these
they,
other...
They drag racers. They trying to go, nigga. Is you trying to go, nigga?
I'm always trying to go, motherfucker.
Well, the motherfucker
like
we talking about trying to go, nigga.
Hey, listen. It's like the snake, the mongoose, you know, fireman's quickie. Everybody's got code names.
I see. Man, y'all
and
got
these motherfuckers trying to go, nigga. The motherfucker we name and trying to go, nigga. They ain't playing. They trying to go. You better be hope you trying to go, nigga.
We stay trying to go, motherfucker. Hell is you talking about?
All right. Well, we letting you know, old country ass nigga. Diane Georgia,
well,
nigga, they trying to go, nigga.
Well, I'm from Georgia, motherfucker. What the hell is you talking about?
And what's up with all this N-word stuff? Hey, man. Hey, man. We don't use that N-word like that on this on these shows. Why don't you be cool with that?
My bad, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. We I'm from Georgia, so I'm just as country as you will. I like sausage and hamburgers like you do. I like thick black women just like you do.
I like fat black women, real fat.
It's a hey, same difference. So we, I'm just as country as your ass is.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are from Detroit.
Hey,
that
Tell,
we were talking about in Chicago.
Tell, you know, Shake and Bake, you know his ass ready to bring his ass back down to get that fucking red velvet cake.
Oh, listen, man,
wanna,
that's all he been talking about.
Man, he didn't even want to leave, man. Hey, you know what, though? That's the only guy I know that got a roll around mobile mechanic shop. This man broke down in Georgia and swapped out a fucking distributor in the damn O'Reilly's parking lot, the auto parts parking lot, in less than 10 minutes, man. It's like, I'm back on my way. This man got a Honda with like 600,000 miles on that. Boy, man, you didn't drive cheap like when you want to bet. He said he
now
spent $20.
Now you know why he got all these extra parts.
Hey, he said he spent $20 damn bad.
Who the hell is that telling all my secrets and my jewelry? That must be a
warrior,
boy.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
What the hell, George, boy, that light-ass car he got?
Man, Georgia boy can use his car as a prison.
Georgia boy car lighter than your Honda, Shake.
Hell yeah. And I'm missing two fenders.
Hey, Tayo, ask Shake and Bake how we showed him that love when he came down here, how he seen all these people with all these cars putting on down here.
Well, yeah, he know I'm ready. I already told him. I told him.
You gotta come over here, Tayo. We're gonna show you the same love we showed him now.
Yeah, I need to come down there, man.
Hey, man, they showed me most love in the world, dog. Miss Superfoot cooked me one of the horrible cakes, and then they took me out to some street races. We got some good time.
Well, we had a good time.
They coming
we had
tomorrow
a good time.
To Texas, whether they like it or not.
Hey, look, we had a good time at spur of the moment, too.
Hey, I'm back here in D.C. watching the races. They got a big race going on. The Motor City, North versus South again.
Oh, wow.
What
it looks like.
What's the score right now?
And the Motor City is ahead by two.
Okay. I'm about to buy out this monster in a couple of days.
Some guy out here lining my man up, and the track's so sticky, he slipped over and busted up.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what happened?
We finna buy out this monster in about 2 days.
Right. So you got everything ready for your car?
That's what I'm telling you. We finna fight them about 2 days.
Okay, it's about to get noisy. They about to do another fight. All right.
So you getting close with the car, huh?
Oh, man, I just got to run the exhaust, put my drive shaft in here. We're going to be ready to take off.
Man.
Okay, fellas, I need a rate report. Who finna run who?
Well, he just stepped out because the race is going to someone's taking the path.
Okay.
So he'll probably jump back in after they take that path.
That's what's up. Hey, make sure you're asking Tony Wright there. Tony Wright there tonight?
I think he said he was.
Well, if he got baby Hitler, somebody might have their hand for him.
No, I'm going to find out right now. I have another way of checking.
Okay,
I know Tony Bryant's here, but I don't think Tony Wright is. I ain't heard nothing about him.
Is anybody from Georgia there tonight?
Okay,
Tony
so
Bynes,
this is what I got so far. I guess the next round is Jimbo against John Doe. Let's see. Okay, here's the matchup for round three. Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, round three matchups is Trestle versus Lee, Mighty Mouse versus Penta. Or am I saying that right? Jimbo versus Little Junior.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
John Doe. This is going to be a good one. John Doe versus Boost 12.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a damn good one.
And Blaine versus Dom.
All right, I like Boost 12 over, you said John Doe.
Right.
I like Jimbo over 901.
And then
I think Jimbo.
But wasn't 901 supposed to race Gold Digger tonight?
I like Gold Digger over 901.
Gold Digger broke last night.
That's who we got.
Remember,
and Jimbo, Jimbo took out Chucky. And Trestle took over Mark Alexander.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Jimbo beat Brian Davis.
Huh?
Yeah, Jimbo beat Brian Davis.
Wow. That was an upset.
Oh, and here's a race. I guess SVO versus Rambo. Was that last night?
SVO. I like SVO over Rambo.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
me
I'm gonna
too.
Have to take. I'd have to take SV over Rambo, too.
Anybody giving me odds? I take Rambo.
Man, nobody going to give you no damn odds on that race. Is you crazy?
Yeah, I'm a little crazy. That's why I asked.
You sure
know,
is.
I know, right? Goddamn Rambo see a goddamn little bit of daylight. Goddamn SVO in trouble. See what the hell you talking about?
Trying to gamble, that's what.
Yeah, SVO can't get that motherfucker up no slack. Bruce 12 gonna run away from the car he running.
I take odds on that.
Look, he went out of all right. You like to gamble on tomorrow.
I mean, y'all picking all the favorites up top, so I'm just trying to get a gamble in.
I feel you, because anything can happen in drag race.
Well, I'll tell you, man.
You know this.
Hey, Big Will. Now, the last time you went about this and was calling races, had anybody locked in with you? You would have been a rich man. When I can't remember what race it was. Everybody took the favorite. You took the underdog and would have cashed in.
And all the underdog came out on top.
Right.
Wow.
I did get a couple of bets and they ain't paid yet. So I sort of let it go. I'm watching who I bet nowadays.
Boy, a drag strip is how to get rich quick. Boy, if you get you a drag strip, boy, you can get rich real quick.
You get
I mean,
a good
in 24
track,
months
man.
Time, you'll be rich in 24 months.
Get a good sticking track. Hey, man, let me grab the line real quick.
You can get your old regular track that ain't working. You can make it work.
Well, yeah, that's what you want. I mean, let's go on. 803. Where'd they go? Oh, 803, 7774. Your mic's open.
Y'all late on that race. Southern Bonds.
Oh, which one?
Early today.
Oh, they did?
They ran off the trailer. Yeah, they ran off the trailer.
Oh. Who won?
Tony Bond.
Ooh, see, look at Will.
Hey, Will, boy, you got a damn rabbit foot in your back
he
pocket.
He does,
bro.
Man. Listen.
I'm telling you.
If you want to make money, when you hear the bets thrown down, you don't say anything until Will does, and then you bet with Will. That's how you got to do it if you want to make money. I've seen him do this way too many times. Way too many. He just has to be on the phone to make money. He doesn't even need to be there.
Hell, don't give away my
Give me some of that look. Give me some of that look, Will.
I share it with Sleepy. Sleepy taught me everything I know.
Yeah. How's old Sleep doing, man?
He's doing a lot better. I appreciate everybody's help, too. A lot of guys came through for him, so really appreciate it.
Good deal. Hey, did you see them flip-flops I sent him?
I heard everybody talking about them. I never did get a chance to see them.
Good deal, man. Wait, hold on, man. I got to bring in the legend right now, man. What's up, Big Drag?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man,
what's
how was your race?
What's happening with all y'all, man?
The
oh, man,
humble.
I can't.
The most humble.
Can't talk. Getting ready to go try to do a little grid race tomorrow, I guess.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Before you get to talking, let me have the flow. Give us a message of some of that good stuff that should be coming out your mouth, man. You the most humble brother I ever seen in my life, man.
Well, man, I appreciate that, man, and all my humbling come from the Lord, man. You know, there was a time I was, you know, a little rowdy and just, you know, on the edge, but life has, you know, settled me down, man. You know, and a lot of stuff that I speak about is life experiences, you know, and I just hope that I can pass it on to some brothers that, you know, may travel the path that I traveled down.
Drag, every time I hear you speak, man, it motivates me, man. Give me motivation, bro. Man, I ain't never seen nobody like you with it. I mean, man, it's like God just got his hand on you, man. You're the most humble brother I ever seen in my life, bro.
Well, I thank you for recognizing that, man, and I try my best to be, you know, be better, man. I'm not the best, but every day I get up, I want to be a little bit better, you know. I want to make friends, and for those that I can't make friends, I don't want to make enemies. I just have to pray, you know, that it gets better one day.
Hey, he pretty humble from the Lord and his dad. Tell him that story your dad told you. You told me the other day about your dad told you.
Look, man, I already heard it one time. I've been to one of the grudging things that they throw, and he was the head man. He spoke, man. That's why I feel the way I feel about him today. I went to a grudging banquet one time, and I seen him and his mom, and they had his little life thing out on the camera. And from that day forward, I always know that God really made somebody in his image. Yeah.
Well, I should try, bro, you know, but it don't stop the fact that people still dislike you, you know, but if I could change that, I would, you know, but everybody feel the way they feel, you know. The only thing I could do is just hope that one day, you know, they see me for who I really am, you know, not for who they think I am.
You can't never judge a cover by his book, Brad. And in my book, bro, you got an A+.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That does a lot for me, man. And it takes me even further, you know. Let me know that people see what I'm doing, you know. It ain't going in vain, man. So it gives me the inspiration to keep on, you know, focusing that way.
All right, well, go ahead, Dre. You got the flow, bro. Let me hear what you got to say.
Well,
I just
want
you to
come on.
I just want you to know I'm your number one fan.
I appreciate you, brother. And I hear my other brother on that, Big Wheel. You know, it's always me and Big Wheel. You know, he works with me. We go to work together sometimes. He even helps me get a dog when I ain't got the money to pay him, man. So I love that, Jack. You know, and for the rest of the guys, I just want to say thanks for the participation that I got at the show last week. And for those that wasn't able to make it, man, I just want to tell them they missed a good show, man. We had a great time. We ate a lot of food. We had several grudge races, man, and we talked a lot of crap, man. I ain't kidding. It was really a good time for me last week, and the thing is getting better and better. And I just want to thank everybody that, you know, that came and wanted to come but couldn't make it.
Well, man, I'm glad you had a good time out there, man. You got my text, right?
Yeah, I got a tail, but I didn't get it till I got home. I had Saturday
okay,
night. I left my phone in my
truck.
I
just want to let you know, I'm thinking about you, man, and hoping you was having a good day.
We did, man. Saturday, I forgot the cell phone on the dashboard of the race car, and I jotted out of there, which I was late because I wanted to get over there to Donnier's and them about 2 or 3, but I didn't make it over there to Donnier's and them to about 6:45. But I just wanted to show up, you know, and support him, man, because with it being his first show, man, he needed everybody to come. And that's what I did. I was able to do that, and I made it back to my race late, like 1 o'clock in the morning, early Sunday morning, and we had a good time. You know, we started racing about 10 o'clock, and we didn't stop racing until I think it was 7 o'clock that night.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, it was good. I got the old Henry ready to go again. I made a couple changes on it, so we're going to do a little grudge racing tomorrow. For those that think they're going to tell me to run on the motor, and I got spray on, they got another thing coming. And if they listen, they know who I'm talking about. You may as well. It's 10:23. It's 10:23 right now in Illinois. You got time to get it on 4 in the morning. Don't come over there talking about run on the motor. I ain't set up to run on the motor. I'm set up to run on the spray.
Boy, y'all don't see what y'all done did to one of God's angels. Boy, y'all all did the same, y'all. So y'all done made a convert just that quick. Y'all all did the same, y'all.
Yep, sir. I'm at home now. I'm back at home. I'm in Hillside.
Okay, I'm on my way to a grudge race now. I got a guy calling me out with the RC car. Locked in $6 on 100 of
them. Oh, I'm betting with you. You know I'm betting with you on that.
I'm betting with you.
Yeah, well, you got dog. When it comes to that stuff, you the man.
I'm trying to catch up with you.
No, you bet, Will. You bet.
Hey, Will, like I tell Drag, man, if something's going down, someone shoot me a message, man. I got no problem sending some money out to put down on a race.
Hey, yo, did you put a race together yet? Because I actually got a running car that's pretty dependable around here. And I got some of my old crew back. Some of my guys that raced with me a few years ago, they back on the team, and they want to do some moving around. I think we able to make the long haul if we needed to.
Well, here's what's happening. There's a couple of guys out here that already they have a couple of organizations. And I wanted to kind of piggyback on their event to do our own thing.
Okay.
And what they went ahead and did is started their own thing. Now, I kind of want to go old school and bury them in the desert since we'll be out in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to be politically correct. But they're not having a good shot at it right now. So I just got to – what it's doing is it's not being done right. So what it's doing is the track kind of putting a bad taste in their mouth.
Okay.
So I got to reassure them, you know, that I'm going to have X amount of cars, and this is going to be a grudge race event. I don't want to piggyback nobody. I want to do my own thing.
What? You make
the
sure
two tracks I want to do that, these guys have pull. So that's where my problem is.
Well, if you get something together here while I still got a race car, because, you know, I'll sell in a hurry. But as long as I still got a race car over here, my Mopar is ready. It's just about ready. I got to put a dry shaft in it, and I'm gonna be taking it out again this week. I had go ahead. I didn't hear you.
It's gonna be a grudge car.
Not really. I'm grudge racing old Henry Ford. I got a Ford. I've been grudge racing it. Well, trying to grudge race with it.
All Ford.
Yeah, all Ford motor, Ford body, 78 Ford Fairmont. We tried to grudge race it last weekend at my race, but we couldn't seem to make it happen. But we going to the Grove in the morning, and we strictly want to grudge race.
28.10.5?
No, it's got a 31 on it.
Got 31 on it. Okay, that's a big car.
Yeah, but you know what? It's actually a pro street car on pump gas. We can actually drive this car to the track if we needed to.
Wow.
It is a pump gas car. Big block Ford.
Hey, Drag, I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you guys. I know y'all up south and y'all doing some real racing, but I got to tell you what's really going on down here in Georgia. I got to put y'all boys on some things. I mean, I'm talking about Mike Hill. I'm talking about Emma Hall. You want me to tell you what making money down here in Georgia now? These goddamn street cars with no roll cages in them, with them all aluminum big block motors in them, man, with nitrous on them. They making so much money. They making so much money down here in Georgia. If you ain't got no roll cage, you got action.
But see, the thing of it is, around here, these tracks, we only got one track that you could probably go run it, and they'll let you get away with no cage, and that's 41. The other tracks like Union Grove and Byron, they ain't gonna let you do it.
This is what I'm finna put y'all on with Gang at. You got a place like Phoenix City Drag Strip. You got a place like LaGrange. You got a place like LaGrange Drag Strip. All these drag strips I'm naming, they're outlaw drag strips where you don't have to have roll cages. They had some boys down here about 2 months ago down here in Georgia. They had a Cutlass. It was a Cutlass with no roll cage in it, but Drag, when I tell you this motherfucker will run some 500 with no roll cage in it, and then the boy said that the car go faster, so I'm thinking some 490s. We looking at a street car that they drive to the grocery store every day with an all-aluminum big block motor in it with plenty of nitrous on it. That bitch runs. Man, look, they said they told everybody down here in Georgia, if anybody down here ain't with no roll cage, street car, you got to hit.
Dang.
Street car, no roll cage in it. But let me tell you how I knew it had an all-aluminum big block motor in it. Because they had to push it to the line, and when they crunk it up at the line, if the track wasn't clean, they had to turn the car off.
Well, they probably got a 30-plus dollar engine in it.
That's what I was saying, yeah. But boy,
you know, there's ways of tying the car together without a cage. But see, the cage come into effect if you ever have a crash.
If ever hit the rail.
That's right. That's what they think about around here is more safety. You could tie that car together without a cage in it, you know. We've done that before, but we wasn't near about that fast neither. But we have run them cars. I can't knock what they're doing. I've done it myself. You know, drove them cars with no cage in them or minimal cage in them, but you couldn't get me to do that nowadays, you know, because I value my health too much, and I know
things are
get away from you.
But like I said, these days now, you know, the cars without the rear bar, like the car with the 2810 5s on, they run so fast. Now, I don't even want to see a Pro Mod car now. Give me a car with a 2810 5 on with no parachute on it and let it go.
Yeah. Well, that's what's drawing the crowd. Ain't no doubt about it. That's what's drawing the crowd.
Well, hey, Drag.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out there in October. You guys still on the running out there at that time?
We, in October, Tao, it's iffy.
It depends on the weather. But we have had some decent Octobers to where the weather was, you know, upper 50s, low 60s. But in October, man, we don't really have no great weather.
I'm coming out
That's
for a Bears game.
Tree break. That's around the tree,
got,
tree break down in Memphis.
Y'all need to come to Georgia. We have beautiful weather there.
Oh, yeah. Georgia, is, you know, they don't see much winter. You know, they back racing in January in Georgia. They shut down for Christmas.
Yeah.
If you guys get with Jay Barnes, I guarantee you, we don't have that bad weather here. You can race the whole pretty much year round in Georgia.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, I got to catch a Bears game. They're actually looking pretty good this year.
Oh, only preseason?
Yeah. Well, they only had one game, but they won.
Who you said,
yeah.
Who you said the Redskins?
No, I
no,
said
no,
the preseason.
No.
Oh.
Preseason.
Oh.
But
yeah,
you
man,
know what?
Man.
My house is only 25 minutes from the Bears stadium.
But you know
what?
No drag.
Get out there, man. We got to go do dinner, man. We'll get Big Will with us.
You come on. You come on whenever you're ready, and we're going to do that.
But you know what? Drag.
What's that?
It would be nice. I mean, just something that I'm just saying. It would be nice when the winter up in them big cities with Biz. You remember King Biz? You know King Biz?
Uh-huh.
If it would be nice for you all to come down our way in the wintertime, because like I said, we really don't have a winter here. So
yeah,
it,
I know.
It,
you know, we raced there. We raced there when Grudge Inc. first really started opening up. We was down in Georgia 3 times that year.
I remember when you put your new car together.
Yeah, we was there. I was last year. I was at Mike Hill Race. I was in Holly Springs a couple of times last year. I was in Hattiesburg last year. You know,
So that's what I was trying to say. The guys that up there where it's cold and it's snowing it all the time, I know it'll be hard for them to get their cars out and their trailers and their duallys. But boy, when they get here, you're gonna do some real racing.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it'll be cold where you from, but it'll be summertime really here.
Yeah, well, see, us going that way, especially going to Georgia, when we get up by Bowling Green, Kentucky, that's when it starts warming up.
That's right.
You guys. Yeah. Yeah, I done
well,
did
I'll
it.
Be down
I
in Georgia.
It.
We'll be in Georgia till next year. They have that race down at South Georgia Motorsports. Or Motor Park?
Yeah, Valdosta. Yeah,
we got a guy out here, Artis Houston. Takes his Nova down there. And we're going to piggyback down there with them.
Okay.
Well, man, because right now, 901 Bad Boys got everybody quiet down our way.
I heard they got beat tonight. They got beat over in Michigan.
But they said it wasn't with Candy Cane though. They said it with Junior, right?
I guess it was with Junior. Yeah, they
Candy
got beat.
Cane. Right
yeah,
now, Candy Cane
beat.
Got everybody down here on Shadow.
Yeah,
Chucky
well,
beat
you know,
him last night, and Chucky beat him tonight. They said.
Yeah, you can't win them all. That's for sure. But one thing. You got to give with and his team some credit for they going to
they
the ring.
Game.
Boy.
Yeah, they will
yes,
in game.
Sir.
They
getting
game.
In that ring, boy.
But right now, Dre, they got down here. We at you can't hear a rat piss on car down here when it comes to 901 Bad Boys.
I'm gonna tell you, somebody need to be watched real close with that doggone Donnie. Boy,
hey,
I'm telling
hey,
you.
Look, but we was on the talk show the other night with that well, Danier boy. They say, look, they say they don't care nothing about Danier. They just don't know what Danier is doing. It's about to be Rick with.
Danier is ready. And
me and you on the same page, Drad.
He is ready, partner, and he riding. And I'm telling you, Candy Cane or whoever, I think they going to have their hands full.
Hey, me and you on the same page, Big Drag. Me and you on the
yes,
same page, Drag. I'm telling you. Danier,
I got some updates.
Give us some updates. Come on.
going into round four, Tressel versus Jimbo, Panetta versus John Doe, and Blaine gets the bye.
Wow.
So how many, right, so how many calls did they have?
Dom is out. Mighty Mouse is out. And Little Junior's out. And Lee.
Wow.
I like Jimbo. I like Jimbo against the other car. I like Jimbo. I think Jimbo gonna take home the money.
Yeah, he knows that track good.
Is any of the guys in the South still in?
I heard South right now is they lost two. But wait a minute,
no,
before
I'm saying
I go put
still
any
in the
money
shootout.
Up, before I go put any money up, hey, Big Will.
Yeah.
Who you liking KO. So far?
On what?
Between Tressel and Jimbo?
I don't know. It's a toss-up. See, I can't see my sister. You have, I can't get a bet.
I like Jimbo.
Yeah. Great possibility.
And then Panetta.
Big Will, are you coming to the girl tomorrow?
If I win this race tonight, I am. I got to get the money together.
Well, you're going to win that race unless you break something.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah, I got this guy. I just made it out here. This guy won 10 in the break. Yeah, he's sounding good, too, but I think I'm going to give it to him.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
I won't be able to see you until DJ Grant get oil pressure. But when he get oil pressure, I'm gonna walk up to your trailer and give you a handshake.
Hey, DJ Grant is my man. I bet he gonna be riding when he get ready. Now DJ always ran fast to me.
Well, I won't be able to see you until he get oil pressure. We don't go racing until he get oil pressure. So when he get
okay.
oil pressure, I'm coming to your trailer.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try my best to be there.
All right.
Teo, I just want to step in for a minute and say something to all the fellas, man, and just to, you know, just to touch base with y'all, but it's time for me to go to bed so I can get them to go to track in the morning.
Well,
I'm going to go to church before I go to the track.
Huh?
I said I'm going to church before I go to the track.
Yeah, normally I do too, but this deal kind of an early deal, so I'm gonna miss church tomorrow. But I'm gonna stay prayed up though, that's for sure.
And I'm gonna pray for you.
I appreciate you, bro, because I pray for you every day, and everybody in the sound of my voice, I pray for them every day. Whether I call your name or not, I make a mention of this whole wide world.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Well, good to hear from y'all. Tell y'all, just give me a shout anytime, guys.
You got it, boss. And, hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Okay, no problem. Man. Take care.
I'm glad Drac called in. He's a good dude.
Yeah, man. He's a humble brother, man.
I mean, I
can sit and listen to him talk all night and won't even fall asleep on it.
Nah, you know what? He's a good person. He's got a huge heart. And I don't think there's anything in his life
Word
that he hasn't
takes,
done. And that's why he's a
drag.
Good person today.
That's right. Word can't speak for him.
Yep. That's why I just say the legend. It covers everything.
That's right. That's right. Okay, give us some more drag racing coverage.
Okay, let me see. So right now we got... Okay, we got those guys going on. Let's see what else is going on. Now, they're just showing right now the final five. And they got their matchups. So someone's getting a bye into the finals. I'd like to know which one it is.
How many races did we have this weekend going on?
Shake and Bake said there was 40 cars for the shootout.
No, I'm saying, I said, how many drag races did we have going on this weekend in different states?
Oh.
You have anything
else
going on besides that drag race?
I don't know.
Okay. I was just asking.
I think there's one down south, isn't there? I'm not sure. Let me grab. I'm gonna grab a line real quick. 706-1828.
Hey yo, what's going on, partner?
What's up, baby? I had your mic open.
What's going on? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I opened it while we were talking. I just didn't want to interrupt anybody, so I went and opened it up.
Yeah, I ain't want to interrupt Big Dre when he was, doing his thing, whatever. You know, shout out to him or whatnot. I know it's been a minute, man, but a brother been busy trying to get this damn car back together, so I can better tell, but somebody asked.
Yeah, I believe that's going to happen.
So what's been going on, man? What I've been missing on?
Nothing, man. We just giving race reports right now. We got that race going on. Shake's been calling
in. Oh, yeah, up there in Milan, Michigan.
Yeah, it's up in Milan right now.
Yeah.
They got the shootout. They got some grudge racing going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they're getting after it up there right now.
The last time I heard that they said the South was two and one. I mean, what's the status on
South,
that? The South lost two. Huh?
The South lost two.
They lost again?
I didn't know. Well, when we got the report, the North was up 2-0.
2-0. Yeah. Because Tony took one and Lil Rick took one, and 901 lost one against Chuck and Dave.
Let me see. I'm going to find out. No, 901 lost two. They lost twice.
Oh,
they lost last night and tonight.
What car? Candy Cane?
No, they I think it was Junior.
Oh, shit. So it's two.
I'm going to call Shake and find out. I'm going to go to the off-the-ground report.
No, Junior 0-2. They 0-2.
Okay,
they won one. They lost one the other night and lost one tonight. They 0-2.
Yeah, they lost Friday night and
they
lost one tonight. Okay.
Right, Candy Cane made a pass tonight and it went popping and pooping down the track.
Oh shit! Did they bring
what we trying to say now? Candy Cane ain't had no action tonight, and Junior done lost two in the last 2 days. They 0-2.
They ain't bringing Shorty?
But well, we ain't heard nothing about Shorty now. But we giving you
they
the race report
on. They cars.
Okay.
They brought four cars up. I just don't know which ones.
They're probably Candy Cane, Junior, Shorty, and Predator, probably.
Okay, but we know Candy Cane don't made a pass. Popping and pooping. And Junior is 0-2.
Junior lost twice.
Right.
So probably Shorty and Predator ain't make no pass, so they ain't got no race one.
I don't know. Now I'm finna mute and let y'all go ahead with y'all talking. I just had to correct that.
Tony had four lockdown races before he even left Georgia. I know one of them got off last night. I don't know when the Muslims gonna jump off.
Well, I'm gonna let y'all have that because I don't know nothing about that. I was just telling about the race report tonight.
Yeah, he had four lockdown races, so I know.
Please leave your message for 31338.
I don't know how that one went. He won that one, but the mother three, that's still in question because I called Willie Dog, but he ain't answer the phone. And I don't want to, called Tony Bass. You know, he's one of them little gone, so I don't want to bother him right now. But I think I got another access on my call in a minute. You know, he gives a report on everything.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep calling Shake.
What's going on?
What's happening, babe?
It's Georgia boy.
What's happening, man?
I don't know it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get some race reports right now.
Yeah.
Trying to get Shake on the line.
Oh, okay. What is it, Brandon?
Yeah, it is me, man.
Hey, man, I don't know why you don't believe what I told you, man.
Man, I don't want to believe it.
It's true.
This man here is telling me a bold-faced goddamn lie to me.
Please leave your message for
313. Tell him that when you look at a small block of Chevrolet, you can't tell what cubic inch it is.
There's two ways you can tell.
Tell him, Theo. Tell him.
If it's not internally balanced, you can tell by the balancer.
That's right.
I got to put my two cent in.
Go ahead.
Hey, no damn such thing as no small block and no big block. When you turn them damn oil pans over and take them damn oil pans off of them motherfuckers and look down in there, you see all that big ass eternal shit down in there. It ain't no such thing, no damn small block and no goddamn big
tell
block.
Take
them goddamn oil pans off of them motherfuckers and look down in there, you see all that big old rotating assembly down up in that motherfucker. That's a big block. Big block is a goddamn big block.
Hey, but look here.
Tell him, man.
I got a small block Chevrolet. Go ahead. I got a 6-inch balance on, man. I got a small block Chevrolet. And you know what QH I told him it was. And that's what it is.
That shit you just said. You can take that shit and throw it in the garbage can. When you take that goddamn oil pan off that motherfucker and you see that rotating assembly down in that motherfucker, it ain't no such thing as no motherfucking small block or no big block.
I got a small block.
Theo, do you believe that, Theo?
I believe you could tell where the motor started out at.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what it is. It ain't come stop.
But I can tell the difference between a 350 and a 400.
Can you tell the difference between a 327 and a 350?
Come on, man. Y'all stop all that bullshit on their phone. Let's get back to drag racing. Give me some old drag racing report. All that bullshit y'all talking about, I don't want to hear. Can I have another drag racing report, please?
Yeah, wait. Let me get another phone call real quick. Coming straight out of Cali.
Take the oil pan off them.
94 was this? 310-5984 was this?
Big worm.
Hey, what's going on, what?
Mike's just sitting here listening to your show.
Yeah, it's about goddamn time you call in.
I call him from time to time and listen every now and again.
Oh, good to have you, man. We got a big race going on in Detroit right now.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. There's a few names I've heard before. Yeah, Shane, man, you're at the race today, man.
Let me see. Let me see what we got going on.
What about
on,
Big
man.
Wayne? Can you get Big Wayne on the phone?
Yeah, last I don't time know if Big Wayne was there. No, they haven't yeah, round that. They haven't ran that round four yet.
Was in a mission.
Hey, we're looking at that.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll give you a razor report. I don't want to hear nothing on this phone night about nobody locking it in and all that. Give me a razor report.
There's no reports yet.
Because I feel like this night, y'all want to lock it in. Y'all should have been down there at the draft show where they racing that night. I want to hear some razor reports.
Come on,
I ain't
going
to Detroit to lock a man in if he's staying in the same state I stay in.
They got a racial report for you. Some on went fast and some on went slow.
Well, I want to hear about the fast one. Damn them slow ones.
Well, ain't nothing against them. They ain't racial.
Call Jimbo going to go fast tonight. They were going to win the month.
Yeah, who was the
I thought I ain't hearing that. Jimbo going to win the money tonight.
Who
win
it? I think he's going to win it tonight. Who else is it?
Shit, it ain't gonna be no after that. Jimbo gonna take all the money.
Hey, yo, who is in there?
What's that?
Who you saying the top five is?
Top five?
Yeah.
Jimbo number one. Jimbo number one.
Here we go. We got in the top five. Well, they're not the top five, they're just the last five.
The
Jimbo
last
number
five.
One. Okay. Jimbo
we got?
Number one.
We got Trestle
versus
Jimbo.
That might be a coochie right there.
We got Trestle versus
okay.
Jimbo.
I bet if you have some motherfucking money tonight, you'll lose it.
We got Pineda versus John Doe. And Blaine gets the bye.
I can tell you who's going to be in the final.
John Doe or Blaine.
Jimbo won't be in the final. I bet I'll be in the final. I bet Jimbo will be in the final.
Okay, but you still got to get by John Doe.
We don't fuck John Doe. We ain't worried about John Doe.
Well, hey, Jimbo might get the bye. Because someone between these two races is going to get the bye in.
You know what matters.
So the winner between Trestle and Jimbo and Pineda and John Doe, one of those guys are going to get the bye into the final. The other one has to race Blaine.
If I don't know nothing else, I know drag racing. And I bet you Jimbo be in the final. If my accountant was up, I'd call my accountant and me and you can lock it in tonight. But he sleep.
Well, you can lock it in with me.
You
ain't got to wake him up.
He's got a 25% chance.
My accountant is asleep. I can't wake him up this time of night.
Well, no, let him sleep.
That's probably a good thing you can't wake him up.
Ah, no, hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. Can you wake Will Fogger up? I'm going to see, can you wake your Will Fogger up tonight?
Man, please. They're quiet, don't sleep.
Hey, my goddamn accountant is asleep. I told him to sleep. I don't need him every night.
Yeah, my car.
Come on,
George
Boy. That man got
a
count. His money might be
low. Man, I'm just talking shit, man. I ain't got a pot to piss in and running through it out of
it. Hell. You see where my
guy went? His account might be. No, he got a count, so his money might be long and shit.
Hey, man, I'm on broke, man. Nigga ain't got that.
I love picking on those guys, though. Yeah,
I ain't got shit.
I can say with a low budget thing of this.
Yeah. Man, I'm just enjoying this talk show tonight, man, trying to find out about the race.
We mess around, man. We talk trash, but, you know, Jimbo, he still ain't got away yet. Just remember that.
I can't go drag racing to DJ Grant go drag racing. When DJ Grant go drag racing, then I can go. When he don't go drag racing, I don't go drag racing.
When he supposed to debut his car?
I want some action with that illegal wheelie you got there, Brandon.
You know what now?
Judge Boy,
Y'all city boy got it going on. That's where I want to be at. I want to be up there with y'all city boy. Y'all got it going on. I want to get up there with that water. If I can get up there with all that water, I'll be rich.
Okay, I just found the list of the $10,000 shootout. Wow, there's a lot of cars in here.
What did you say? This is just a list
of what they started at when they first started the shootout. There's a lot of matches here. Jason Lee. Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
You had 40 cars, right?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I think 46.
Damn, you had a lot of cars. Trying to get that $10,000.
Yeah, you had Thriller in this. Little Rick was in this. Major Payne.
So all them boys got put out.
Yeah, most of these guys are out. This is just a list I was
all
just
right.
started.
All right, look. Name the one that got put out.
The ones that are...
Name the one
okay.
that got put out.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Boost 12
got put out?
Vinny Wright. John Ball. Jason's still in.
DJ Greg got to run as well.
Steve Kelly.
To be right.
Larry Boyd. Junior Gibson. Tim Wrecker. Dom. A little
Dom
Junior Ray. Let me see who else. Hey Tanks.
All right, let me ask you a question. You said Dobbs and Boost 12 got put out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because the only five guys that are left are just those five guys I said earlier.
And Dobbs was
no,
a
not
Dobbs, star, right?
Dobbs. Dom, D-O-M.
And they're a Nitro car, right?
I don't know. So far they haven't gotten round five off yet.
Oh, okay.
I hope they get it before we go off the show.
I don't know. DJ got to run Boost 12. They're going to be a grudge race to be reckoned with. DJ Grant and Boost 12, I know they're going to run.
How far is DJ out from his car being done?
He got the motor back. I can tell you he got the motor back. He got the motor back about a week or two, something like that ago. So I think he's probably looking at another month and a half. He should be ready to go.
What about Butt Naked? He's still riding?
Hey, man. Only thing I can tell you about Butt Naked, he's still shooting flames, and I think he about got his car back straightened out. So that's pretty much all I can tell you about them guys. But I'm ready to get up there with you guys at and see some real racing.
y'all boys put it down in them cities, man. Like Dunye gonna be something to be reckoned with.
Oh,
Dunye
yeah.
Dunye done did his homework, man. Dunye ride.
Hey, Worm, you still there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, Worm, listen, man.
Yeah.
We need to go
man.
Talk to Bakersfield about getting one of these races out here.
I mean, Bakersfield's the way to go just because it's a sea-level track. Everybody goes the fastest there. It's a newer facility. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea. You know, it's just, you know, the timing and making sure somebody else doesn't have it where you don't have to piggyback off, like, the big nitro cars or something like that, you know, can be kind of tough. And, I mean, I know Mel does his own thing, and he has a grudge lane. He has a grudge lane at his races. Nobody shows
yeah,
up to the grudge stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of guys don't fill that lane.
I'm sorry, what's that?
They don't get a lot of guys in those lanes, though.
No, see, that's the thing. Nobody shows up to the grudge lanes at Mel's race. That's why, you know, I think it would be a good idea, at least for one race, you know, if you're just starting out, talk to Mel and just make it like the grudge ink lane. You know, if anybody wants to come out and do it, I mean, he pays for the track prep. You don't got to put up anything, really. Just bring the cars and go.
Well, I'm going to talk to – I'll talk to Mel. He's been on the show a few times. Back earlier when we were talking about doing something. And, you know, a lot of the guys down south know Mel and stuff like that when he goes down there.
Yeah. I mean, Mel's a businessman, you know. If he can get the cars to show up, get the car count up, that would be perfect. You know, and it saves
right.
from you guys having to put up the money, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 for the weekend trying to rent a truck out when he's already got it. You're just using his lane and kind of using his name. It helps him out. It helps the grudge race, you know. I mean, it might be a good thing just to try it at least one time. It, you know, what's it going to hurt? And
hey, you know what?
You get all these, what's that?
I found the weekend they had a north versus south at Bakersfield, a grudge race.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Did anybody show up?
You know what? A few of our street racer guys went out there.
I'm ready for it.
And, you know, I mean, they just had wheels on their stuff.
Man.
You know, no wax and windows, no fiberglass, this, that. You know, they wanted street cars out there. $100 on
you
when
you get out.
But they actually had cars show up. There's actually a grudge race this weekend that Bodie's putting on up in Sacramento.
Yeah, Gunnett picks up there.
Yeah, I mean, the track... Personally, I do not like the track for small tire racing. Big
right.
tire guys, it's perfect. Small tire guys, it's just not good. I mean, I walked that track, and it's just not that good for little tires. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I think Bakersfield, you know, it's a pretty reputable track. Everybody has been the fastest on it.
Right.
You know, or, you know, I mean... Hell, if these guys are going to travel from down south, back east, midwest, wherever all the grudge ink guys are from, I mean, Vegas. That way they can bring their families. They got Vegas to do what they need to do, and we got 3 days of racing. You know,
the reason why
Saturday,
I wanted to
Sunday.
Vegas more than Bakersfield is because when a lot of these guys come out, I want to make sure they're in a hotel. Bakersfield
right.
is not a place to go.
No.
Even
everyone's going
to
be staying at the motel too.
And that's what I want to do. So that's why I want to – Vegas is the ideal place for me to do this.
Well, absolutely. And Vegas is a great, great track. It's the best
Hell
track
yeah.
I've ever raced on.
I love that track. You going to be out there next month?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get my thing together. So, I mean, we're shooting for that early September race. You know, if not, then, you know, we'll be out here in Fontana at the end of September.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the one on the 6th.
Yeah, you know, looks like they doubled the payouts for all the heads-up cars.
Oh, really?
I was looking at some flyer I got in the mail, and it looked like all the payouts for the heads-up classes almost pretty much doubled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a bad deal. You know, NMCA, those are the big wigs out here for the small tire suspension guys. You know, I mean, they got the money to back them so they can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I want to – oh, that stuff we were talking about, my car? I'm lining everything up right now, baby.
You let me know, man. I got stuff laying around for you.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. It's a go.
Okay, good.
So no, I just got to figure out how to how I want to go about it. I've been talking to people, and this one guy's got kind of how I want to do it with the blow through.
Uh-huh.
And he's running a stock exhaust manifold.
Okay.
And he's flying.
Yeah, I mean, people. I mean, there's so many different ways this turbo stuff works. It's crazy. Everyone's got their own theories and methods on it. Whatever's going to work is going to work, especially if you got other people that already made the mistake for you.
See, the thing is, I don't want any restrictions. I want to go as fast as I possibly can.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the problem with racing an organization. You know, I got to stay within limits of this and that and the other. Trust me, if I didn't have any restrictions, I'd have a top fuel motor and a stock suspension Mustang.
Hey, it's only cheating if you get caught.
That's right, baby.
And if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I'm telling you, man, I started messing with those boys because they were like, no twin turbos. So I bought three of those motherfuckers. I was going to stop three on my car. Just to pin around the rules, but that's all good. We're doing all right.
Okay, so listen. Oh, I lost him. Oh, there he is. Okay. I lost you for a second.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, listen, I got some race reports going on. Okay.
Some what now?
We got some race reports going on right now. They got round four done. Round four is done. Okay, these are the three guys it's down to. You guys ready?
Yeah.
It's down to Blaine, John Doe, and Jimbo. Some people are saying they got John Doe to win it. But I ain't putting no money down until I hear from Big Will. Let me see this.
Well, I'm keeping my mouth quiet.
Hey, Will, who's got a green Mustang? Like an 05-ish?
All green?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Well, they got this car leaving off the line, and it's riding. I wonder if that's Jimbo's car.
Do you got anybody on this line tonight that want to switch account numbers tonight? I like Jimbo. All thing we got to do is switch account numbers. You get my account number, I get yours. If you win, I promise you I go send your money tonight, or you go send my money.
I'm not
like
going to tonight, but to win.
I like Jimbo for $2,500 right now.
Oh, man, y'all better me. I'll be quiet.
And I promise you, your money will get spent.
Man.
Jimbo going to take it all. Jimbo going to take it all tonight. I've been hollering Jimbo since I've been on the damn phone, and I'm in the final.
We gotta wait and see who's got the buy.
I don't give a damn who got the buy. I've been hollering Jimbo all night, nigga. I'm still hollering Jimbo. Jimbo, Jimbo, Jimbo.
Well, not that it matters.
I got big balls, mate. I think Jimbo gonna take it all. Only thing we gotta do is switch account numbers. I learned that a long time ago. Them account numbers go a long way.
They sure do.
And my wife know mine by heart. And then, you know what? I don't even want my wife with another man, boy, because they do the same thing I do. every time you hit that click, she's going to be calling out one of them numbers. You're going to get my money. Oh, we quiet on this one. Jimbo got this phone on lockdown tonight, goddamn. God damn. Ain't nobody saying more. That.
I don't think anybody wants to give up any bank account numbers.
Shit, I don't mind about giving up mine as long as he's sending that check, though.
You just betting too much money for me.
Man, that ain't no damn money. You spent $2,500 on my head for your car. Hello? So your head
man.
Don't cost $2,500 for your car?
What you say?
I said you spent $2,500 on a set of heads for your block.
What block?
Oh, so you own a race car?
No, let's say no.
Okay.
I mean, anybody
on
the phone.
Yeah, I know guys.
Just some other guys.
Huh?
Yeah. What kind of race car you got, man?
I'm on a racing team. I don't own a race car. I get paid for taking the race car out the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I got some money. I got some money.
And you talking about what somebody spent on their head. You ain't got no head, huh?
I'm on a race team. I get paid for just taking the race car out the trailer.
Yeah, me too. The guy buy my lunch for taking the race car out the trailer. What do you do, buy your lunch and dinner?
Come on, man. Look, I'm not on here to do that. I just say we can bet some money. Jimbo going to take it all tonight. That's all I said. We ain't got to get hostile about
all
this.
And all I said was that was too much, and you started telling me about what I spent on my head. That's what I'm saying, too. I agree with you. That's all.
Okay.
You're right.
Well, you want to make a small bet? We'll make a small bet. I like Jimbo.
Who is this, man?
I guess this guy, Blaine.
I'm from Georgia.
Nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I'm an old country boy.
I'm an
old country boy. I ain't got much. Just trying to get a little something.
What race team are you with?
I'm with DJ Grant. I like DJ Grant.
You like,
him
or that's your race team?
Yeah, no. I'm on the race team, and I like him. He runs 28.10.5 on a real stock suspension car. He got a real stock suspension car. He never been cut. Or nothing. He run a real stock.
How much you want to bet has been cut? Since you're on his race team, I'm betting you had 2,500 cars been cut.
Okay,
now,
what do
you
want to bet? What do you want to bet?
That in. You got 2,500 you just said.
Okay, but what do you want to lock this in on?
On that this car been cut. This car is not your original stock suspension car.
Yes, DJ Grant have a real stock suspension car. It ain't been chopped. I bet you anything you want to bet.
Wait,
I've been with DJ Grant for 3 years. I bet you whatever you want to bet.
Yeah, what?
Whose
car has been out in 3 years? So I know you don't know.
Come on, man. Look, we ain't talking about DJ Grant. I ain't got no race car. DJ Grant got a race car. You need to call DJ Grant. I'm trying to bet you on what I'm trying to bet on. Jimbo going to take it off for $2,500. That's what I'm trying to bet you. We ain't talking about DJ Grant. We talking about Jimbo.
Okay, you brought up DJ Grant with the race team.
I'm on his pit crew. But I cannot speak for DJ Grant car because I don't have a race car.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not on this phone faking and all this bullshit.
I don't have a race car either, and I'm not on his team, but I can bet you.
Look. I'm not on this phone talking about no DJ Grant. I ain't talking about DJ Grant all night. So damn a DJ Grant. I'm talking about the race that's going on now between Jimbo. What do you want to bet? And we can switch numbers and your money will be up whenever you need to be up. I don't want to talk about no DJ Grant. We talking about Jimbo. So now what do you want to do?
No bets to the hustler, man. No bet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm through with it. No more talk.
I'm cool, too. All right.
I'm on mute. Go ahead on with your talk show.
All right, man.
What's your name?
Yeah, so I'm going to be curious. I'm going to be curious who gets that
What's
buy.
What's your name? Kill you.
What's that? Yeah.
What's his name?
What's what?
What's his name? If he were to bet some money, what's his name? Who could vice for?
I asked a question. I don't think me and you need to switch the bank account numbers. We don't
What's
even need to get into these names. We don't need to get out. My name is irrelevant. My name is irrelevant. My name
is
irrelevant.
DJ Greg could box for you? But we don't know who you are.
It's not important who I am. It's not important who I am. Important, we're not talking about DJ Grant. DJ Grant's name is not in my mouth right now. My word is in my mouth is betting you against Jimbo. If you don't want to bet against Jimbo, don't worry about who my name is. My name is irrelevant.
I let John do. I let John do.
Let's go ahead on with your talk show, brother. I don't want to talk to you.
I like John Doe for 25.
He has some other shit. Go ahead on with your talk show. Don't interrupt this man's talk show.
I like John Doe for 2,500.
Man, go ahead and run your talk show.
No, I'm going
to
call you
up.
I like John Doe for 2,500.
I'm through with it.
All I know is one of them three guys is going to have 10 grand in their pocket after this race.
It's going to be John Doe.
I'm thinking it might be, well, no, I shouldn't say. Because Blaine already had a bye. So he's got to race one of those two right now.
So who going to have a bye next round? Going to be between Jimbo and John Doe?
Yeah, one of those two have the bye.
Okay.
So one of those two get the bye. Because that's going to be huge, that bye right now. That means the guy going into the finals can readjust, retune. You got a whole round. He doesn't have to rush back up. You know, I got to get shake and bake, man. I only got 10 more minutes left. You got to call him on the phone. He said he gets in them areas.
Yo. Yeah, I'm coming right now.
Yo.
What the heck is going on out there?
About to be another. Like some street cars there.
Okay, so we got another one.
I'm right at the start line. I can't hear you. Say it again.
Wait, put your phone on mute. Okay. So this is what we got right now. Kip Protus took out King Kong.
Wait a minute.
In a grudge race.
Go now. Hello? Hurry, folks, another next car coming.
So, who's got the bye, Shake?
Who what?
Who's got the bye into the final?
I don't know, Phil.
I guess he's on the starting line now. So, they're saying Blaine is the favorite to win right now. That's what they're saying out there.
They saying what now?
the same Blaine to win that shootout.
Wayne who?
Don't know his last name.
What kind of car? Say it again now.
No, we're just trying to figure out who has the buy.
I don't know, man.
It's getting interesting, man. When are they bringing them back up? Jake.
I know you are on this talk show. Still a show.
Jake.
Tell all of me here, man. It's a... Oh, I know you are on this talk show.
Jake.
No, I'm watching.
Jake.
Talk show music.
Jake.
I got some go off on. Oh, baby, I know what I'm doing. You be quiet.
Jake.
I know you're on this talk show, nigga, but I find...
Yeah, man, I can't get a check.
Wait, Martin.
You are on this talk show, nigga, if I find out you
Wait.
I know
I can't
you
get
are...
a check.
All right, ready.
I can hear him. I don't think he can hear me.
Actually, I see it. It's like you don't see it, so.
Please leave your message for 313384717.
Getting background noise right now. I can't keep up the tackle.
All right, go ahead.
Jake, you there?
Somebody else just messed up halfway down the track. They got it going back.
4 minutes left in the show.
And you trying to find out what?
Just on the last three, man.
Huh?
Who's got what, man? 45.
I can't hear you. You say you're trying to find out what?
We're trying to find out who's doing what. Everybody wants to place bets.
We want to know who's in the final.
Do we know yet?
I can't hear what they say off the mic.
So we are in the home stretch of this absolute awesome Motor City Mayhem. Second edition event here. We're going to have to extend my hand of thanks to the Pixel Talk Dragway tonight for this event. Spending your entertainment dollars.
Yeah.
That's spending your entertainment.
Do they have the final race set up already?
I can't hear you.
We ain't even done yet because we haven't handed out the big one.
Do they have the final set up already?
I'm about to go ask somebody. Okay.
Yeah, we need to know. I don't quite want to go off the air yet until we find out who won. I'll have to go to Plan B.
You say it's who now? Randy with John Doe.
Jimbo with Mark
Jimbo
Crank's
car. With Mark Crank's car. And Regulator Race.
You feel all right, man? How you
I guess
all right
we
myself? Right? I know. You know myself.
So we, so three cars left. Just three?
There's only three cars left.
Long car.
Well,
oh.
Everything's Detroit.
It's Jimbo in his own car. I thought it was in Mark Crank's car. It's Jimbo's own car.
Okay.
So Jimbo going to take it all tonight, right?
You think Jimbo going to take it?
Yeah, Jimbo going to take it all tonight.
It's tight between him and Regulator.
No,
they
I think
Regulator. They see it. We got them Dark Vader. They see Dark Vader.
I know they're going to be in there somewhere. He might get the buy. Are they going to pick for him?
Hey,
he might
Jimbo going to fuck them people up, man.
He's like, Jimbo going to fuck them people up.
John, nope, and on it, man.
Well, he, at the last couple of passes, yeah. The earlier day, he wasn't doing shit.
Hey, put me back with the guy I was talking to earlier about Jimbo. Put me back to the guy earlier. Who I talked to earlier?
Who's got the body, Jake?
Yeah, and then he was fucking up. I seen him make two passes. I didn't like it all. I don't know. Look at the motherfucker.
If Jimbo can't do nothing else, that little goddamn son of a bitch can drive. That little son of a bitch can drive.
It wasn't.
Shane.
Yeah. We're trying to find that out now.
Baby! You got 34 seconds.
You fucked it up, because I had it wrong. Yep. Look at all, man. Go in your bathroom. Let me get it. Go in your bathroom. Where
Tyson.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Are you at the track?
Yeah, correction. It's Blaine Brothers. It's supposed to be in it instead of Regulator Race.
Jumbo.
Yeah, John Doe. John Doe. Okay.
So who's Blaine racing?
It's Jimbo, Randy with the John Doe and Blaine Brothers.
Blaine Bro?
Blaine Brothers. I don't know who that is.
Jimbo's still in it,
but they have the box.
Yep. Jimbo's still in it. And Randy with John Doe.
All right, give me that guy back there, the one that was talking to me. About $500.
Tyson, you there?
Yeah, what's up, Taylor?
Hey, you at the track?
No, I'm at the hospital. My father and my girlfriend put her leg open. At the truck, so
what happened at the hospital now?
Oh.
What happened?
Hey, man, go ahead and go, man. I'm sorry.
He can't let her let you know.
Hey, give me a holler later, brother.
Yeah, we'll pray for it, brother.
All right.
All right, man. All right, Tyson.
What did Tyson say?
Tyson's at the hospital right now, man.
Yeah. What's wrong with Tyson?
I couldn't hear too well. Did he say it was his mother?
Something about his mother?
Don't quote me on that, but he's at the hospital right now with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we in the finals?
Okay. Well,
are we in the finals? Open.
We got Jim in the finals. Randy with John Doe, Blaine brother.
I can't hear your phone breaking up.
Okay, this is what we got. We got the three guys I told you. We got Blaine, we got John Doe, and we got Jimbo.
Correct. Correct.
So Blaine is going to be racing either Jimbo or John Doe.
Okay, so who has the bye? Who got the bye?
That's what we're trying to find out.
I want you going there listening to that, baby.
Well, usually it's the guy with the fastest ET, but since there's no clocks on,
that's Jimbo.
I don't know how they go.
Jimbo got the fastest ET.
That's gonna be interesting, man.
Jimbo had a fastest ET.
What'd he run?
Me and you on the phone, so I can't tell you.
I'm just being a smart ass man. I'm sorry.
I know it. Hey, I'm just trying to stay on top of you. I've been with you all night. Man, I'm a drag racer paparazzi, man. I just like to have fun.
Yeah, I like listening to these races live on the show, man.
Y'all did good when y'all. Jay Bond did good when he got a talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it give a guy like me, you know, I don't have a race car, you know what I'm saying, and I barely can get to go to some of the races, so at least I can get on the phone and hear them.
Yep.
Yeah, and like I told you, with DJ Grant ain't got oil pressure.
He's having a pro car and the final three on the shootout.
I mean,
hey, Jimbo, John Doe,
if you all find out who had the bad run,
who knows your car is one booster car.
We're
hey,
Tail. Now, brother.
Yeah.
Tail.
Who got the bobber on, Tail?
Tail.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tail. Listen up. You got the three finals. We got the three finals. Jimbo, Randy with John Doe, and Blaine brothers.
I like
Blaine brothers do not get the bye tonight. They already had one. So it's going to be Randy and Jimbo.
I like Jimbo.
And one of those going to go against the Blaine brothers. Correct.
So one of them are going against the Blaine brothers. So the Blaine brothers are in the final.
Right.
Woo-wee.
Well,
Jimbo going to beat their ass.
So who's looking good out there, Shake? Shake, you there? So Blaine's got the bye.
I'm still here.
Blaine's got the bye. And the other two, Jimbo and John Doe, are going to go at it. Shake, are they getting ready to race right now?
I'm still on.
I'm trying to find Shake and Bake right now.
Tail.
Yeah.
Between Randy and Jimbo, they get to pull. They're going to pull straws.
And whichever one gets the bye run sits tight, and the other one's going to run against Blaine Brothers, and that'll be the final.
All right.
Then. Oh, okay. So no one's in the final yet, so they're going to draw straws.
Right. The two going to draw straws is Jim Paul and Randy. Yeah, Jimbo and Randy's gonna pull a straw.
I like Jimbo.
Are they doing that right now?
Oh, they're gonna do it at 12:45 our time.
We gonna be off the air.
Jimbo gonna take home the money.
Well, Shaq, you're going to have to call me after the show, Shaq.
Right, okay.
Let me know what happened.
All right, I'll text you. I'll call you up. Battery getting weak. I got 7% now. I can't even film it.
What charge that up, man?
Huh?
This is, my timer's clicking down right now. I put a few more minutes on here, but it's going to hang up in about 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
So we're
looking for
calling in.
Well, y'all should exchange numbers so we can text info to you.
Yeah, man, because I really would like to know the racing output.